and welcome to A Soft Guide to Halloween by Chaos Fellow. In this quick and easy guide, I will teach you how to express your slutty side on this, the greatest of holidays. October is upon us once again, and it's that special time of year when the weather starts to change and everything begins to feel just a little bit more magical. The spirit of the season is best embodied by the 31st of October, a wondrous day of celebration and mirth, free from judgment and slut-shaming. You see, long ago, Halloween was regarded as a day when evil and malicious spirits would roam the land, terrifying the innocent. But humanity grew up, and we realized that what was really important was sexy costumes and candy. No matter if it's candy in a bag, candy on your tongue, or even candy on her knees, she knows what she did. All kinds of delicious treats are welcome on Halloween. Unfortunately, there are many people out there who don't understand or appreciate this special day, a day that has been embraced by so many sluts worldwide. But worry not, my friends. Chaos Doll is here with a handy Q&A just for you. Question number one. Isn't Halloween supposed to be about horror? This is a common misconception, especially among bimbos. It's spelled W-H-O-R-E-R. The dictionary defines horror as to be more whorish than usual, to be more of a whore than your friends. See, whorier. Question number two asks, okay, I want to create a great costume. Where do I start? The answer is simple. At your local costume shop or Halloween store, of course. Only nerds or people that think they're funny try to create their own costumes. Good sluts know that the best costumes come from a store rack. Speaking of racks, good sluts also know that if the costume doesn't emphasize the wearer's rack, it's not worth wearing at all. Question number three. Okay, I'm at a costume shop. Which costume do I buy? This is a great question. It's important to remember that you should choose your costume for maximum attention. You aren't trying to be scary. You aren't trying to make a statement. You're trying to make sure that everyone gets horny when they see you. That being said, it's best to choose a costume that is simple and easy for you to understand. You don't need to pick an obscure character with an elaborate backstory. Choose something that is befitting a slut like you. Cheerleader, cowgirl, sexy nurse, naughty nun, French maid, and so on. If you are really determined to wear a costume themed around popular culture, just remember the K-I-S-S rule. Keep it simple, stupid, and go for something like a sexy superhero, a video game mascot, or other well-known sci-fi character. A great way to get attention from men is to sexualize something from their childhood. Below, in the image version of this post, are some great examples of the look you should be going for. Study the images, and you will be enjoying Halloween like a slut in no time. And for our final question, I've got a great costume. I look like such a slut. What should I do now? The answer is to get out and be seen. Go to parties, especially at your school or place of employment. Don't be afraid to show off your sexy new costume to everyone you know. Flirt with people you normally wouldn't. Have a few more drinks than you usually would, and maybe even smoke a joint in front of everyone. Let your inhibitions go. Always seek attention. It feels so good. Halloween is a day where no one is allowed to judge you for your behavior. A day where you can let your freak flag fly without any of the consequences. Be the biggest slut, the dumbest bimbo, the bitchiest whore. Everyone will go back to thinking of you as a serious and responsible adult the next day. And that's all for today. Stay tuned for more posts as I explore the bitches and witches theme throughout October. Happy Halloween from Chaos Doll. Be a good slut now.